Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members. I'm here today to say two, which clarifies a statute of limitations that applies against the California Insurance Guarantee Association. The Insurance Guarantee Association are sort of the second line of protection of Californians. We protect Californians and insurance transactions through rating.
I need four. I think four for two.
Anyway, I'm here today, Mr. Chairman and members, to present AB 822 relating to the California Insurance Guarantee System. And the guarantee system is the way to protect individuals against adverse effects if there's an insurance company insolvency. It's really the second line of defense, the first line being adequate rates. Failing that, we have the guarantee systems. This bill arises from a court decision, a Court of Appeal decision, that stated an insurer's right to recovery from SIGA, the California Insurance Guarantee Association, does not arise and cannot be determined until it is known what recovery the insured will obtain in the insolvency proceeding. In this case, the court went on to say that nonetheless, because the claim is not ripe for determination until the actual recovery in the insolvency proceedings is known, a fair argument can be made that the cause of action against SIGA does not accrue until that uncertainty has been resolved. And this idea that the claim cannot be settled by SIGA until at the very end of the litigation process, when the actual recovery in the insolvency proceeding is known, has not been California law. It would thwart the expectations of a lot of individuals who rely on SIGA. It would undermine the operation of SIGA. And so with this bill, we're just trying to avoid having to wait a long time under litigation before claims get resolved under litigation by a liquidator. Neither the statute nor any regulation specifies the point at which a claim must be submitted to SIGA. California differs from other states in this regard. This bill remedies the deficiency identified by the court, eliminates confusion, and sets a clear, definitive time frame for filing claims against SIGA. It has no known opposition. It kind of conforms with what people understood the law to be, and I request your aye vote. And I have with me Wayne Wilson of SIGA with me today.
Thank you. Witnesses in support?
Wayne Wilson, California Insurance Guarantee Association, sponsor of the bill.
Thank you, sir. Witnesses in opposition? Any public comment? Okay. Well, we need to get a quorum, sir, so when we do, we'll take a motion, we'll take a vote.
Very good.
You have item number five.
Very good, Wayne. Thank you. Yes. Good afternoon again, Chair and members. Here I am presenting AJR 6. This is a measure that is designed to urge the President of Congress to enact legislation supporting federal guarantees to support the responsible sale of post-earthquake bonds. The issue here in California, we are an earthquake-exposed state. The penetration rate in the sales of earthquake insurance is very low. We'd like to see it go higher. In the prior legislative session, we carried legislation, worked it through, signed into law to improve the marketing of earthquake insurance. This bill identifies an area where if there was a system of federal funds to backstop funds like California, actuarially sound disaster funds with lending, the economic effect of it, it would allow our California Earthquake Authority to accrue funds more readily. As it grows the corpus of funds available to claim settlement, it would allow for a broadening of coverages, even perhaps adjusting deductibles. So we have done what we can do in California with a single standalone pool to develop an earthquake insurance product. We've actually done it a couple of times. We did it in the 1980s with something known as CREF. We now have the CEA. We learned lessons from CREF. We're sort of pushing the envelope of what a single state can do. This calls upon the Congress to help us enlarge the effectiveness of our earthquake mechanism, and I request your aye vote.
Witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Any public comment? Okay, let's establish a quorum.
Roth?
Here.
Here. Gaines?
Here.
Gaines here. Berryhill?
Here.
Berryhill here. Glazer?
Here.
Glazer here. Hall?
Here.
Hall here. Hernandez? Lou? Mitchell?
Here.
Mitchell here. Wachowski.
Okay, do I hear a motion on AJR 6? It's been moved. Please call the roll.
Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Hernandez? Lou? Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Wachowski.
Sufficient for passage, but we'll hold the roll open, sir.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Item number 3, do I hear a motion on Assembly Bill 822? It's been moved. Please call the roll.
Assembly Bill 822, Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Berryhill? Berryhill, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Hernandez? Lou? Mitchell? Mitchell, aye. Wachowski.
Also sufficient for passage. We'll hold the roll open. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you, colleagues.
Item number 1, Assembly Bill 459, Assemblymember Daley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This bill is the result of negotiations between the Institutional Longevity Markets Association and the Association of California Life and Health Insurance Companies. It allows the owner of a life insurance policy to seek declaratory relief if there is a question of whether the original purchaser had a valid insurable interest in the life of the insured. In order to qualify for this relief, the policy must have been sold prior to 2010 and have a death benefit of at least $1 million. The bill resolves ongoing disputes between life insurers and the investors who purchase life insurance policies issued before California laws regarding insurable interest were changed in 2010. I respectfully request an aye vote.
Witnesses in support?
Annalie Patterson. I'm a partner at Orrick Harrington and also represent Fortress Investment Group, which is an investor in this asset class. We're here in support of the bill.
Brad Winger, representing the Association of California Life and Health Insurance Companies. We have worked with the author and sponsors and would urge the committee to move this bill forward.
Thank you, sir. Other witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Public comment? Questions from members? It's been moved. Call the roll.
Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Berryhill? Berryhill, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Hernandez? Lou? Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Wachowski.
Sufficient for passage. We'll hold the roll open. Thank you. Item number 2, Assembly Bill 553.
Thank you again. This bill I'm carrying on behalf of the State Insurance Commissioner. It implements a model law adopted by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, which requires insurers to report to their regulators on a range of corporate governance issues and practices. The bill also clarifies the role of the insurance commissioner when supervising financially troubled international insurers. Again, the bill is sponsored by the Department of Insurance. I respectfully request an aye vote.
Thank you, sir. Witnesses in support.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members. Robert Harrell, Deputy Insurance Commissioner for the Department of Insurance. We are the sponsor of the bill. These are two recent National Association of Insurance Commissioners, or NAIC, model laws that deal with follow-up on corporate governance and, most importantly, supervisory colleges, where we look at international, multinational companies. Given the context of our state-based system of insurance regulation, and some of the challenges that occasionally come from across the Atlantic Ocean from our European regulatory counterparts, this is necessary for us to have a proper role, given California's market size, in these efforts. We urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Other witnesses in support? Thank you, sir. Other witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Public comment? Questions from members? Seeing none, is there a motion? It's been moved. Call the roll.
Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Hernandez? Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Witkowski.
Sufficient for passage. We'll hold the roll open. Thank you very much.
The Assembly Insurance Committee.
Four, Assembly Bill 1512.
This bill is a committee bill which makes technical clarification to legislation passed last year. That legislation was AB 1804. The life insurers proposed an amendment late in session last year, but the floor amendments incorporating their proposals would have been difficult at that time. But because AB 1804 had a one-year delayed implementation date, there was an agreement to address the clarifying amendment this year, and that's what I'm bringing to you in AB 1512. And I have Ted Angelo here if there are any questions.
Witnesses in support, sir.
Yes, Ted Angelo with the Association of California Life and Health Insurance Companies. It is a very minor clarification for individual policies that are issued in a group context or wholly paid by the employer. There's no reason to have an alternate designee receive a reminder notice in that context. That's all this clears up before the bill becomes enacted and effective. So we urge your support.
Thank you. Other witnesses in support?
Robert Harrell with the Department of Insurance. We have no official position on this, but this is an appropriate clarification to a bill we sponsored last year. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Witnesses in opposition? Public comment? Questions of members? Is there a motion? It's been moved. Call the roll, please.
Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Berryhill? Berryhill, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Hernandez? Lou? Lou, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Witkowski.
Sufficient passage. We'll keep the roll open. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's a pleasure to be on the Senate side. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to have you. So, let's open the roll for Senator Liu on the bills.
Okay. AB 459, Liu. Liu, aye.
Take care, Richard.
Thank you, sir.
AB 553, aye. AB 822, Liu, aye. And AJR 6, Liu, aye for Liu. Thank you.
So who am I missing? For Senator Hernandez on the bills, item one.
Item one, 459, AB 459, Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Item number two, AB 553, Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. AB 822, Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. And four, AB 1512, Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. And AJR 6, Hernandez. Hernandez, aye. Thank you.
You can vote in place. We're opening the roll just for you, sir.
Okay. Item number one, AB 459, calling absent members. Do pass to Judiciary. Wilkoski?
Aye.
Wilkoski, aye. The bill is out with 9 votes. Item number two, AB 553, do pass to Judiciary. Wilkoski?
Aye.
Wilkoski, aye. That's 9 votes, and that bill is out. No. Item number three, AB 822, do pass to the floor. Wilkoski?
Aye.
Wilkoski, aye. The bill is out, 9 votes. Item number four, AB 1512, do pass to the floor. Wilkoski?
Aye.
Wilkoski, aye. And this bill is out with 9 votes. Item number five, AJR 6, do pass to the floor. Wilkoski?
Aye.
Wilkoski, aye. And that bill is out with 9 votes.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our hearing. Thank you very much.